You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
...of a Jewish temple atop the Temple Mount. Facts and history are being turned to fables and narratives, but the history supports Israel. In Jerusalem, for USA Headline News, I'm Cheryl Hancock.
You're listening to USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is caught in an Amtrak quiet car traveling from D.C. to New York with his mouth open. Here's Alice Stockton Rossini.
So Chris Christie's on the phone.
Yeah, we know. We know.
And getting loud with his security guard about a seat mix-up.
Now listen.
He didn't realize he was on the quiet car. After a few minutes, he was asked to knock it off or go to another car. He got up, walked out while yelling at his security guard, according to at least one eyewitness. And what would a Christie story be without mentioning he was drinking a strawberry smoothie? To be fair, another eyewitness tweeted the governor was super courteous and maybe the least intrusive in public phone person ever. Still, another couldn't resist tweeting, if only there was a hashtag lap band for obnoxious.
Life is a strange ride.
Alice Stockton Rossini, New Jersey.
If you happen to have $40 million burning a hole in your pocket, there's a mansion in the Upper Peninsula calling your name. The owners of the world's largest log cabin, located a few miles north of Marquette, Michigan, have listed the 23-bedroom, 13-bathroom home for sale, called Granot Loma. It's on the shore of Lake Superior on about 5,000 acres and is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Owner Tom Baldwin bought the property 25 years ago and is working to restore the 92-year-old estate. For more special interest stories, news, and headlines, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Headline News.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for...
Good morning and welcome to Modern Design. We are starting our show this morning with some terrible weather, so let's take a look at the weather. And it says it's currently 56 degrees at this hour at 10:05. Today there's a 100% chance of showers. I think I've been with the station for almost a year now. I haven't seen 100% chance of showers yet, with a high of 65 degrees. There's a low tonight of 59, so it's going to remain warm. On Thursday, there's a chance of 30% chance of showers with a high of 71, so tomorrow's going to be a warm day. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 43 degrees. On Friday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 57. On Friday night, there's a low of 33, so we're seeing a really fluctuating temperatures here. On Friday night, mostly clear, low of 33. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 55 for Halloween. On Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 41. And on Sunday, there's a 30% chance of showers with a high of 61 degrees. So it looks like we're going to go from hot to cold, cold to hot, hot to cold. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Richard Scuderi, and I am the host of Modern Design and Modern Design 2 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And we're going to talk a little bit today about trends, fall trends and trends for the upcoming 2016. But we're going to take some commercials and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for the past 18 years. I'm located right here in the heart of Flemington, New Jersey, on the Flemington Circle, 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. I'm within Rugs to Riches. Many of you know John from Rugs to Riches for many years, being on 206, and now we are together in the former Lennox location, the original Lennox location next to Petals and California Grill. Come visit us. We have a variety of accessories and beautiful rugs, anything you need, beautiful. I'm carrying artwork from several wonderful artists and a variety of accessories. And now gifts. Just got a shipment of beautiful gifts in for the upcoming holiday season. If you'd like to reach me at Maven Hill Designs, my phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Well, as I said before, we went to our some commercial messages. What I wanted to talk to today about was trends. You know, I'm in and out of people's houses all day, 7 days a week. I pretty much work now and do enjoy it. Some people say that work is, you know, drudgery. They're counting down to retirement. And I thought to myself, ugh, who would want to stay at home and just sort of live for their own enjoyment. I get a lot of personally get a lot of enjoyment out of working and making people smile and taking people's circumstances that sometimes they can't see their way out of, and being able to be the catalyst, the person that gets them to make changes in their life. And that really makes you feel good, makes me feel good with what I do. So unless I can't work, I expect to do this all the time. But that being said, I do in 1 week, I do go through a lot of situations. I do a lot, and I do go through a lot of people's houses. And, you know, it's something that seems to be a disconnect for me, and I've talked about this on Modern Design before, is that people's homes, what I see in people's homes, and I travel throughout the tri-state area, and I'm occasionally out of the area in other states, but for the most part in the tri-state area, and I see how people live, and I see how people's homes are, and then I see what's coming out in the magazines, what's coming out from the wallpaper purveyors, what's coming out from the paint companies, what's coming out from the furniture manufacturers, and I kind of see a disconnect in that. And, you know, it's not something that that's self-imposed. One of the things I say as an interior designer, people ask me as an interior designer, is how do you work with someone that doesn't have the same taste as you do? And I would say, well, that happens probably all the time. The secret, I think, to working with an interior designer, or probably being successful at being an interior designer, is not necessarily to impose your taste on every project you work on. And we've all seen people that do that, and then every house you go into, if the decorator's taste is country French, every house you go into, whether it be a condo, a townhouse, a house, a ranch, a split level, whatever type of home, you have the same decor. That's certainly not the case of how I perceive being an interior designer. I think our job as an interior designer is to, is part psychological, and that is to get to know your client. And I always say when somebody's going to work with me, I ask them before our first meeting to go out, to take a week or so and go out and get some of the best magazines you can get and pictures. And bring me a scrapbook. Bring me what your wishes are, what your color preferences are, what you've always wanted to do in your place, and to that be a guideline. And I think I, as a good interior designer, you have to interpret what some people's wishes are, and then be the catalyst to bring them the best resources that you can. But to sort of honor their wishes, and then maybe guide them a little bit. Sometimes people are a little bit misguided, so you want to sort of direct that a little bit. But I think as an interior designer, it's very important that you represent what the client's wishes are and just give them the resources to do that, and to do that well for whatever that is. So I think that's definitely how that works. And funny is that I've picked up pieces from people that don't have the same taste as me per se, and that it's allowed me to expand my horizons and be better at what I do. Most of my work tends to be more on the traditional side or the transitional side as opposed to contemporary. But many of my jobs lately are contemporary, and I have developed a taste for contemporary design. I like the clean, simple lines now. I like some of the pops of color. So even if it's not your quote-unquote what your own home looks like per se, it does broaden you to be able to relate to all different people and makes you better as a designer. One of the things I like to do on my boards on Pinterest or my work online or the projects I'm working on is not to have a project look like the next project. So I try to use different colors all the time. I like to work with clients' wish lists. But that being said, I think that more than ever in these 18 years of my career, I'm seeing a very big disconnect in what the companies out there are showing and what people have in their homes. And for the first time, people have done their house very well 10, 20 years ago feel like they go to the stores, they go to furniture stores, the few that are left, they go to showrooms, they go to paint stores, they go to, they see things on TV, and there's such a disconnect in what they have and what is being offered out there. And they're not sure where to turn in terms of interior design. So that's why I'm getting a lot of calls from people that say, you know, I did my house in 2000, or I did my house in 93, or I did my house in 2005, and everything is traditional and red and gold, and I really like what I have, but all I see is you know, clean lines and gray and square cubes, and I have a colonial, or I have a ranch, and I can't imagine blending that somehow, because I want to be current, but I want to be true to myself. So that's what I really wanted to talk about today on the show. Typically on Modern Design, we have a guest, but I really wanted to bring that out. I recently read in one of my publications trends that they're predicting for 2016, and I kind of was upset, actually, because one of the big paint purveyors has come out with the fact that their color of the year for 2016 is going to be simply white. And that is that walls are going to be white now, like sort of a primer white color. I thought to myself, wow, white walls for 2016, that's going to send people in an uproar. I consult 2 days a week as part of my job. I consult 2 days a week for one of the big paint stores in the tri-state area. And I do see people shying away from saturated colors. I personally absolutely love beautiful color. I will tell you, as you've heard for almost a year now on Modern Design, I love beautiful saturated colors, whether they be light, medium, or dark, but beautiful colors with white trim and white ceilings. And then it's just the perfect backdrop or canvas for what you're going to create. But it seems that in all my trade magazines, not just the paint, but in all, I'm seeing less and less color. And I have to say, it's, I think, difficult for myself as a designer. And also, I've talked to other designers about this, of how they feel about what the trends are as opposed to what you feel your instincts are. And I've never seen more of a time where there's been a bigger disconnect in the industry. And you know, it's funny because you can't find, most of in our area and in Hunterdon County specifically, most of the homes that I've looked at are colonials. Most of them are colonials. There are a good amount of ranches and some splits, but mostly colonials or farmhouses. And you really can't put white walls and gray and cement countertops in those type of spaces because it just doesn't work. It doesn't work with the architecture. And one of the things I learned when I was in school is that the decor of a home should reflect the architecture of a home. So, for example, how many of you have gone into a home where it's a traditional federal colonial on the outside and you come inside and it's contemporary? There's just a disconnect there. I think you can have elements of that in your home in the way you do it. But I think when there's a sharp contrast, it just doesn't necessarily work. And one of the challenges that I have right now as a designer, and I'm called in on upon all the time, is people that are saying, I don't see myself reflected in modern taste. I look at what's on television and what people, the sets of places look like. I read, you know, I watch HGTV, I read these different design magazines, and I don't see it reflected in my own personal taste, yet we've gone off a path that's so severe that I don't think I could find something as a medium that works. So what I try to do, what I've been working on doing, is trying to come up with sort of a hybrid, if you will. The word I've used earlier and I've used a lot now is transitional. Most people that I've dealt with or that come to me are relatively traditional. Dark wood furniture, hardwood floors, jewel tone colors, they're very traditional. But you just don't see that anymore. And, you know, when you go to replace those things or order them, you certainly can't find them. So I've gotten to be a little bit more what I call transitional, and that's sort of a hybrid between traditional and contemporary, just to sort of work, just to sort of be in style, But also to be true to what your home is. And that's sort of the struggles that I think many of you out there are having with your homes, because you want to keep what you have and you like what you have. And but you want to be current. So it is kind of difficult. We do have open phone lines. If any of you would like to give me a call, the phone number here in studio is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. If you're experiencing any troubles in buying new pieces of furniture, in not seeing yourself reflected, feel free, call it in studio during this hour, and we'll talk about what's going on. Okay, we're coming up to our commercial break. We're going to take some ads here, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. I'm Richard Scuderi. And if you're just tuning into our program right now, or you're listening to us on our podcasts, we're talking today about the new design, what's coming up for 2016. We're, believe it or not, winding down another year. 2015 is quickly coming to an end, which is kind of surprising to all of us, because it's just, I think I've just blinked and it's gone by. It's also our first year here on the radio with Modern Design, which I've been very excited, and thank you for all the support I've been getting from my listeners on the radio. I love what I do here, so thank you for that. But we're talking about trends for 2016 and how to improve your home if you're looking to do a renovation now, but to stay current in what you're doing and have it also work with the style of your house. And if you have a more traditional aesthetic or transitional aesthetic, how to do that well, but to do that in very modern times. So in preparation for today's show, I won't say the name of the publication, but I went out and did some research on trends, current trends in design, and I want to read them on the air. And if any of you want to call in with your questions or concerns or what you found to work, that would be great. The phone number in studio here will be on until 10:58 is 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410. Okay, so as I told you, number one here, let's take a look at number one here, as far as trends, is that they're forecasting for 2016 that the color of the year next year is going to be simply white. And that's just a sort of a standard white tone on walls. So my question with that is, if you have white on the walls, what do your trim in? And one of the things that I like so much about having my trim be white and definitely a semi-gloss trim is that it shows off the architecture of a space. So if you have a space that has a lot of beautiful molding and trim and you have and you spent the money for baseboards, I like to keep that white. I don't even like antique white. I like white. I like a nice crisp white. And I also like semi-gloss because I think that it keeps the dust off. It there's a differentiation between what is trim and what is wall in a space. And I think it's, you know, it's a better look. So if your walls are white, which is what they say that the trend is going to be, you're not going to have as much differentiation between both. Number two on the list here, it says gray tones. Gray tones will continue to be very popular. Well, we've seen that on trend here for quite a while, is that if you look in any of the magazines, if you look into the Ethan Allen catalog, which was always so traditional, if you look into any of the design magazines or the TV shows, everybody is painting walls gray. And that's okay. And I do actually think gray is a nice color because it pairs well with nice colors. Gray is a really beautiful color to work with if you want to work with gray and teal, which I'm seeing a lot now. When I go to people's homes, they like the combination of gray and sort of a teal, like a blue-green color. I like that a lot. Gray is also very good if it's popped with like a citrus green. Gray and green are a really nice color combination together. This summer, I saw a lot of gray and yellow, and gray and yellow I see continue to be kind of a nice trend. And that's a good combination if you have more of a traditional house, if you want to work with a more modern color. If you do gray on the walls, then you can accessorize with yellow. And I think that's a good balance to make things look a little bit more towards the traditional side, yet still be in style. For the fall, gray and brown has become a popular combination that people are asking me for. I'm seeing a lot of gray and brown right now. Chocolate brown is back as a color mixed with gray. And also animal prints are very big right now. I see a lot of combination of gray, brown, and animal print. So that is definitely back and in the mix. So, you know, the gray tones do work well. The only issue that I personally have with gray tones is many people come to me, specifically younger people, and they say, I want to paint every room in my house gray. And that's where I sort of, I kind of have to strongly disagree because I think gray is a nice color. I think it can be a very cool color. But I think it's very important in a home that you have the constant of ceilings being all the same color and trim being all the same color and your flooring be all the same color. But the opportunity when you go from enclosed room to enclosed room to have the sheetrock be different colors. And I think you'll appreciate the grays more if you have other rooms that are other colors. But often I'm just getting people want to do gray in every room. Another thing about gray is also you have to be very careful with gray because gray is the combination of black and white. And depending upon the levels of black or white, it can have a lot of different undertones, very subtle undertones that you may not notice when you're in the paint store picking a sample. But when you paint, you'll see that a lot. And in the 2 days a week that I do color consultation, I see people come to me after they've painted a gray tone and not realizing, wow, when they see it in mass, this gray looks green, or this gray looks blue, or this gray looks brown, or this gray looks lavender. We get that a lot, and people are not necessarily ready for what it's going to look like. So something to consider when you're working with gray, it really can go a lot of different ways. So what I suggest most people do is to get a sample. A lot of the paint stores will sell small pints of paint and put it on a board. Don't put it on the wall directly. Put it on a board. Put it on a nice foam board. And then this way you can put it in different parts of the room. Because, again, color is the absorption of light. So in different areas of even the same room, that same color is going to look different. So paint it on a foam board first. Look at it at nighttime. Look at it during the day. Look at it at different times. And then you'll get a feel for if that's the right color for you. So gray is another trend. The third trend is squaring off the edges. And that I see all the time. People are looking for square sinks. If you notice now, people's undermount sinks, whether it be for their kitchen or their bathrooms, used to be a rectangle with rounded edges. Now people seem to want square edges on their sinks. So I see that there quite a bit. On countertops, in years past, people were looking for edges that were very detailed, something called an OG edge that has sort of a rounded look to it, or cut-in edges of your granite or stone surface. Now people are looking for very straight, square edges of their surfaces to have more of a crisp line to it. So that's another thing that's very thin. Number four here on the list is linear shapes, and I see that in tile everywhere. The and this is something actually I do like is the subway pattern, the 3x6 tile, whether it be for showers or for backsplashes or, you know, wherever you're going to use it. That linear shape, the rectangle shape, is something that's very on trend and very much in style right now on this list. So, all right, well, listen, we're coming up to a commercial now, and we're going to go to news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design, and today's topic is 2016 Trends in Design.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The House may vote today on a big budget deal, but Congressman Jason Chaffetz won't be in favor.
I probably won't be voting for that bill. There are a lot of good things in it. A lot of progress, a lot of money for the military, which I do believe.
The Utah Republican tells Fox News, Fox and Friends that he'd like to see more major reforms. The bipartisan agreement would fund the federal government for 2 years while boosting spending by about $80 billion. The World Series is underway, and Game 1 had a little bit of everything, including a delay because of a TV glitch. Fox Television lost the broadcast in the fourth inning with the Royals and Mets tied at 1-1. Then the Google Fiber broadband internet stream of the game was down at the same time. Major League Baseball said it had to hold up the entire game because without TV, there was no way to review replays. The Royals eventually won 5-4. The fate of a South Carolina deputy involved in a violent scene with a teenager could be decided today. Richland County Sheriff Leon Lotz said an internal investigation is underway into the episode caught on video. You're listening to USA Headline News.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-715-9411. That's 844-715-9411 or landmarkgold.com.
Well, I'm here to drink the coffee.
Morning, Dan. Hey, isn't it a little early for a Halloween costume?
Why, no. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members millions of dollars in surprise points to use towards purchases on costumes and decorations.
Wow.
The scariest part? These points expire October 31st.
I should check my surprise points online.
Surprise points are good for in-store or online.
Yeah, here's your coffee. Hey, don't bite the lid with your fangs.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Apparent targeting of conservative groups at the IRS is reportedly still ongoing. USA Headline News senior correspondent Jason Wirtz has more.
The Obama Justice Department closed their investigation of the IRS targeting opponents of the Obama administration by saying nothing illegal had taken place. The report says the IRS was either incompetent or the employees just didn't want to make a decision on cases involving Tea Party groups. Stephen Dinan of the Washington Times told USA Headline News, while the Obama administration is offering absolution to the IRS, the problem continues.
One of these groups, the Albuquerque Tea Party, as of a month and a half from now, will have been waiting for 6 years for approval. They'll be waiting for approval at this point suggests that Tea Party targeting hasn't been solved.
I'm Jason Wirt.
House Republican leaders and the White House have a tentative 2-year deal on a budget. The agreement will also raise the debt limit. The deal is said to increase spending by $80 billion. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Stocks are slightly higher ahead of today's Fed decision on interest rates. Wall Street is snapping a modest two-day downturn, with most economists expecting the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates at record lows for now. Investors are also encouraged by results from Apple after the tech giant posted record profits. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were ahead in early trading. The feds are talking to St. Louis officials about seven area church fires. All of the blazes were started at the doors of the places of worship. The FBI and ATF met yesterday with state and local agencies to share information with local pastors and listen to their concerns. The feds advised the church leaders to increase their security by adding surveillance cameras, extra lighting, and alarms. There's a $9,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the arson case, and a fund has been created to help repair the damaged churches. Heart disease experts say it's important for women to know their cholesterol numbers in order to lower the risk of heart disease. Cardiologist Pamela Morris is with the National Lipid Association.
The sooner you know your cholesterol level, the sooner you begin either diet, physical activity, or cholesterol-lowering therapy, the greater chance you will have of preventing heart attack or stroke.
Dr. Morris says it's important to talk to your doctor about how to prevent heart disease.
It's absolutely critical that women look at their risk factors to be sure that they have control, particularly cholesterol, as soon as possible.
Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. It's more deadly than all forms of cancer combined. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Headline News.
And we are back with more of Modern Design after the news. And if you're just joining us in at this point, we're talking about 2016 design trends. And I've been going through a magazine that's predicting what we're going to see for 2016 as continued trends. So if you're just tuning in today, the number one trend was white walls for 2016. I'm not saying that I support that. I actually very much don't support that. But that was something that was on trend. And we talked a little bit about what some of the compromises with that are. Number two was gray, the gray tones, the continuation of using gray as a neutral. You know, I think in the past a lot of people used beiges as a neutral, and I still prefer beiges as a neutral. With the idea that brown is starting to come back in with the gray, I am starting to see more taupes, like for hallways and for big spaces, and I do like that a lot. But definitely, they say that the graying of America will continue next year in 2016. The third thing that was square edges, and we were talking about how sinks now are very square, whether it be if you're going to have an undermount stainless steel or a farm sink, very square looking sink, or if you're going to have a sinks in your bathrooms, that they are going to continue to be very square elements. And then we also talked about for your counter surfaces that the corners are being very squared off now. And then the fourth thing was linear, which is where we left off on the rectangular or linear shape. And we're seeing a lot of that in backsplashes, where that linear shape is taking off. And we're seeing a lot of that, which I actually tend to like. I think that's kind of traditional to me, even though it has a modern element to it. That's something that I think is going to continue for a while. The next one, the article says, is shaker-style cabinet doors. And if you're not familiar with that, in years past, I think there was a lot of raised panel and more embellished cabinetry. But a shaker-style door has a, if you think about a cabinet door or a cabinet door box that's a rectangle, instead of the panel being raised and having raised molding, it's actually the outside, the perimeter is sort of like a frame, and then the center of the panel is depressed. It's like a very plain, unadorned type of cabinet shape, which I tend to like a lot because that's one of the few elements that works very well with both traditional and contemporary a shaker style door, because it can go either way. So I like that a lot. So that's continued on trend. So that's something good that we like. The next one is white cabinetry. It says that in 2016 we'll continue to see the trend of white. And it says gray cabinetry. I do tend to like both colors, white and gray, for cabinetry. I have done some small kitchens with gray cabinets. I don't like to use gray as the primary cabinet because I think it's going to be dated looking as if it were that you did green or you did something barn red or something like that for your whole kitchen. There, you know, it's too taste specific. So I do like to stay with the white as the primary cabinet. If you want to do a section of your cabinetry, with the gray tones, or maybe your butler's pantry or maybe your island, I always think that's a better idea to incorporate both together. I think that's something that's on trend. Here's something that they're saying for 2016 that's kind of surprising, but I'm seeing it because I get samples all the time from the different manufacturers. They try to send the designer stuff first so we can sell it. They see a switching up of hardwood floors not being so dark anymore. And it says for 2016, look to see lighter hardwood floors and floors that have some sort of a gray tone to the wood. So that I am seeing, and that I also like a lot. I do like dark hardwood floors. I have sort of a medium dark hardwood floor in my own house. But some of the problems with the very dark hardwood floors is they show a lot of dust. And clients that have worked with me before that have done the dark hardwood floors love them when they go down, but they're telling me over time you really see a lot of the dust. So one of the things on trend this magazine says is still that the boards are going to be wide. Wider boards are still going to be in style, so the floorboards are going to be wider. But it says that we're going to start to go away from the very dark hardwood floors and look more towards lighter woods and gray tones. So that's something that's interesting and on trend. It's going to be different for 2016, I think. And I think it's always good to, you know, to keep some things moving along. Otherwise, it'll get boring. But that's, I think, a big change. The next thing is also about hardwood floors. It says here that look for floorboards to be random sizes. And that's something that I saw recently that I thought was going to look terrible, but I actually kind of liked it. And that's where that the boards for hardwood floors are not standard sizes. So one could be 5 inches and the next board could be a slightly different size. And it actually sounds terrible, doesn't it? But it actually looks quite good and something that they said will be trending for 2016. Let's see what else. Oh, and here we go. We talked about this earlier. Animal print accessories for 2016. They say we'll see more animal print things. Rugs, pelts, of course, faux. But see more animal prints and things of that nature. All right, looks like we're coming up to some commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you. and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for the past 18 years. We started in the beginning of January this year, 2015. I can't believe it's going to be almost a year already that we've been doing Modern Design here. We do two shows here with Modern Design. We do the show at 10 o'clock every Wednesday, Modern Design, where typically I have a guest, someone that I work with, someone that's in the industry, and we talk about trends and what's coming and what you can do to improve your home and make it better, and resources and great prices and places and things you can do to make your house better. And then the afternoon show we do at 2 o'clock, we do Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas, and that's where we have open phone lines, as we do right now. We have open phone lines, and then I take your requests, your calls, your questions from the internet, from Facebook, from Twitter, from social media, and we read them on the air as well. So join us this afternoon at 2 o'clock for Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Phone lines are open, which we don't normally do this hour because we usually have a guest, but phone lines are open, and we have about 10 minutes left that we're on the air. And if you'd like to call in and talk about our topic today, which is trends for 2016 for design, the phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Okay, so when we were last on air before commercials, we were talking about some of the trends that this magazine is saying would be for 2016. And the last one that I left you off with was the random widths of boards for floors, which I thought sounded terrible until I saw it. One of the major manufacturers had me and a group of designers in to show some of the new lines. And floor. This is not on the list, but the things that they were showing us, this purveyor of hardwood floors, was that the boards are going to be sort of roughed up looking a little bit, or but they're not going to be so hand scraped. The word hand scraped, which has been in style for a while now, which was never really hand scraped, it was machine made. Some of it kind of looked a little bit fake, if you will. It was so consistently hand scraped because it was done by a machine. It looked kind of terrible. So the floors that they were showing us, some of the new additions to their lines, definitely have wide boards, 5-inch boards, you know, big boards there, and random width boards. But the floors will have some dings and dents in them, and some soft aging to them. But they're not going to be as hand scraped. They're not going to have that severe look to them. And definitely we also saw on trend, we saw, even though they still carried all the dark stains and so on, there was an addition of a couple of new boards, and they were all sort of a lighter tone, sort of a bleached kind of a look. Gray is definitely a color in hardwood floors, which I like, but I'm kind of worried about that because I think that's going to become very taste specific and not stand the test of time. But in general, a board that's a little bit lighter. So I always tell people when they're doing their cabinets or their hardwood floors or their hard surfaces, don't go severe. Stay sort of middle of the road, and they will stand the test of time. And I try to stick to that as well with my own clients and myself, is to try to stay in the middle. Use things like paint and fabric and so on to be as trendy as possible because you can change that stuff out quickly. So definitely to keep that in mind. All right, so when we were last talking about this, they were talking about cabinets, and they're saying for 2016 that the shaker style door, that very simple profile door that has the center panel that is depressed and a very simple unadorned frame, is going to continue to be on trend in both white and gray. And that I agree with, and I like a lot. I use probably shaker cabinets, oh my God, about 90% of the time now. That's what people are looking for. In fact, I even did a job recently where we took, and this is something that people should consider if they can't afford to have all their cabinets replaced. You can also just sometimes just replace your doors. So I had a client that the house was built in 1990, and they had those, what they call Euro cabinets, that are like that almond formica with the edges being oak. And I was able to take the doors off and get new doors made up in a shaker style in a red oak in a very sort of light finish. And it actually really, for a third of the price, it looked as if they got completely new cabinets and very much worked with what was already there and really made a difference. So you don't have to necessarily do painted shaker cabinets. You can do them in a stained finish. You can do them in whatever finish you like. Or, you know, if your boxes, if your sides are exposed and there are stained wood, you can work with that and still do a shaker style cabinet. So that's another trend there. Metal is next on the list. Metal accents for 2016 are supposed to be very much in style. So that whether it be your backsplash, putting some metal in your backsplash as an accessory, or, you know, wherever you see you can add some metal, that's supposedly another trend for 2016. And then it says lighting for 2016 continues to be very important, that we're going to see more LED lighting, that lighting is going to be, and the efficiency of lighting is going to be very important, whether it be lighting for underneath the cabinets, lighting in bedrooms, reading lighting. That lighting is going to be very important to people and popular for 2016, and in particular LED lights, the sort of cool light. The technology with LED has gotten a lot better. The bulbs can be often more expensive, but they do last a really long time, and they use a lot less energy in what they do. And let's see what else we have on the list here. The next one is in regards to carpeting, and they say 2016 we're going to see area rugs that are texture and color but not pattern. So you're going to see a lot of neutral rugs that have texture. They're talking about things that have like a shag type look to them, things that have high and low pile, that you're going to see a lot of area rugs that are do not have a pattern to them, that just have texture to them. So that's something that I'm seeing a lot too now. I share my store with John McLean from Rugs to Riches, and we see people coming in and not necessarily purchasing oriental rugs as much, but going to a patterned rug or a textured rug and say, can you make this, can you bind this for me and make it into an area rug for my family room, for my living room, for my dining room. So that's something I guess we've been seeing for a while now, but it says it's going to be on trend, that people are going to get away from a very heavily patterned rug and more into texture and a return of a more higher nap. It's been that the rugs have been very tight before, but they said there's going to be a resurgence of that. So, you know, I think that will probably work in some design if you have more of a contemporary element, but I can't see in a very traditional house having a shag rug. I think that's kind of a stretch a little bit. It also says here molding will be continue to be very popular in 2016, a bigger baseboard molding. That's something that I love, and I hope that does go on trend, where people decide to get rid of their simple puny base molding and do a bigger molding. I think that's always nice to have a substantial base molding. Crown molding also in all the rooms of the house, first and second floor, as being popular. Okay, what else does it say here? Oh, okay. Stairs. This is interesting. The next one is about newel posts and stairs. Again, a very square newel post, not the typical, if you know what a volute is, and the turned stairs. That banisters will be a combination of metal and wood, which I'm seeing a lot. If it's all wood, then we're seeing a trend towards a very square newel post and very square spindles. So that's another trend that they're talking about for 2016. All right, well, listen, we're going to take a couple more commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to Hunterdon here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and, more importantly, what's happening here in Hunterdon County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with Modern Design. Looks like one of our commercials there was very out of date, I think, before Modern Design became on the air. So, yes, we are on at 10 o'clock every Wednesday, and we'll continue to be on at 10 o'clock every Wednesday. That spot, I don't know how that got in there. But anyway, so we are back, and we're talking about trends for 2016. We only have about a minute left. I don't know how that happened. Next week's show, I'm very happy to have Dennis Wiest. He is the area director of Graber Blinds. He was a guest on a previous show at Modern Design. He's going to be with us in studio and talk all about blinds and shades and some of the new technology that they have. And he'll be our guest next Wednesday here on Modern Design. But I think I'm going to sort of just summarize now, because we're in our last moments of the show, is that they say for 2016, we're going to see lots of whites and grays, lighter colors, more neutral, more natural elements, texture as opposed to pattern, and less color. So some of that is good. Some of the design elements are good. We said like shaker style cabinets, like subway tile, and clean white trim, and those things I think are very good. And some of them are going to buck the trends a little bit. And I think that's one of the things I want to leave you with today at 10:58, is that when you do decorate your home, it is important to know what's out there in trends. But ultimately, do what makes you happy. Do what makes you comfortable. It's like dressing yourself. You can see what's in style, and some things are for you and some things are not for you. But do what makes you comfortable, because it's your environment. And you want, at the end of the day, you want to feel good and come home to a place that you feel safe, happy, and comfortable. All right, we'll be back in studio. It's kind of a rainy day, so get your umbrellas out and peer your heads out a little bit. And join us back in studio today at 2 o'clock for Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. Okay, until I see you at 2 o'clock, have a good day. Be safe. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. The House may vote today on a big budget deal, but Congressman Jason Chaffetz won't be in favor.
I probably won't be voting for that bill. There are a lot of good things in it, a lot of progress, a lot of money for the military, which I do believe.
The Utah Republican tells Fox News, Fox and Friends that he'd like to see more major reforms. The bipartisan agreement would fund the federal government for 2 years while boosting spending by about $80 billion. The World Series is underway, and Game 1 had a little bit of everything, including a delay because of a TV glitch. Fox Television lost the broadcast in the fourth inning with the Royals and Mets tied at 1-1. Then the Google Fiber broadband internet stream of the game was down at the same time. Major League Baseball said it had to hold up the entire game because without TV, there was no way to review replays. The Royals eventually won 5-4. The fate of a South Carolina deputy involved in a violent scene with a teenager could be decided today. Richland County Sheriff Leon Lott said an internal investigation is underway into the episode caught on video. You're listening to USA Headline News.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-715-9411. That's 844-715-9411 or landmarkgold.com.
Well, I'm here to drink the coffee.
Morning, Dan. Hey, isn't it a little early for a Halloween costume?
Why, no. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members millions of dollars in surprise points to use towards purchases on costumes and decorations.
Wow.
The scariest part? These points expire October 31st.
I should check my surprise points online.
Surprise points are good for in-store or online.
Yeah, here's your coffee. Hey, don't bite the lid with your fangs.